VentureCast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, we had the opposite thing in Slovenia. It started at the very first track on my phone, which now I've forgotten the name of the stupid band, but it was that band with the loud guitarist guy who did the sampling and the woman who like caterwauled over it. And the song was A, B Machines. That was why it was the very first one, was A/B. So you'd start the car and you're freaking like, I got my A machines on the table, got my B machines on the floor, got my A machines. And the girls are like, turn it off.
50 years of music with 50-year-old white guys.
Fellas, how are you tonight?
All good, Timmy. How are you, man?
I am so good. So excited for our podcast tonight. It's 50 years of music with 50-year-old white guys. That's us. And we're on the ElectroCast Podcast Network. Check them out for all your podcasting needs. They also, I don't know if you know this, put out albums. They're a record label, are they not, Jeff Simons?
They are indeed. And I double dip with these fine folks. Yeah.
That is great. Soon their publishing house will open where, Ben Barton, you could publish your next book about lawyerly stuff.
Although we know somebody who has got another book you might want to publish.
I was just going to say.
Excellent.
Speaking of books,
the sabbatical is going well. I have hit 62,000 words. And it's time for me to kind of come out of my shell. And so I've started a Substack where I am putting out excerpts so I can get feedback. So kind of like if you're interested in reading the rough draft of a book, it's Tim Plain at Substack. Please join up, and every Tuesday and Friday, you're going to get a couple pages and kind of follow along as I build this thing. If it's okay with you guys, I was thinking of just reading a quick excerpt so folks could get a sense.
Not a problem at all.
Okay.
Now, before we do this, on this podcast, people are only allowed to give 5-star feedback. Are those the same rules for the Substack?
I actually would like constructive criticism.
All right. Then.
Okay.
And I'll note as an early subscriber.
Yeah.
One of the things that's really nice about it is it's Tim's not exaggerating. It's like 3 or 4 pages. It's real brisk.
Yeah.
So it comes in. You're not saying you're going to read an entire 250 page book as he dumps it in your inbox. It comes in just in little nice bite sized pieces, and you can read it as you will.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree. They've been perfectly digestible little chunks so far.
It's not a race. We're gonna have a nice long ramp up before we get to a will you publish my book? All right. So this is it's always nerve-wracking to read your work with an audience, but I'll just pretend it's the two of you and nobody else is listening. All right. It was another steamy night in Havana, and her heaving breasts. Wait, I'm sorry. That's the wrong notebook. I'm so sorry. That's so awkward.
Oh, well, Timmy, I thought for sure. I want to say for the record, I sniffed that joke out, and I really, really, really badly wanted to be the first sentence of Ulysses.
Me too. That's what I thought he was going to do too.
I wanted so bad.
Dang it.
Leopold Bloom looked at his razor, which on a mirror lay crossed. I was like,
terrible.
I was going to read it with you.
Not only are you a step ahead of me, but it's like a better path. Oh, I just
plus you just lost a bunch of potential Substack readers who were hoping that was the first sentence of your book for sure.
Well, we don't have all the excerpts, Jeff.
That's right.
That's true.
Sorry, that was my little bit of fan fiction. That's another another project entirely. All right, before we get to the real topic of tonight's podcast, I want to know if we have any regrets as we leave England? Anything that we left on the table that was like, oh, I should have. Oh, that's right. They were from. Oh, anything like that. Are you all happy with our treatment of England?
I'm guessing we should be, because you apparently are about to zing us with something we forgot. I hadn't bothered to wonder, so I don't have a good answer.
Okay.
I am sad in our trip through working class British towns that we didn't make it to Bristol. So I couldn't shout out the band The Idols, who are apparently from Bristol.
Oh,
and I knew they weren't from London, so we chose Manchester, and I was like, well, it's not a big deal. I mean, you know, there's other towns.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. We did at least one or two others. And I was like, surely to God, we're going to get to whatever little crap old town these guys are from.
Nope.
And we never made it.
Oh, that's too bad. I was just thinking of one of those things that hit me as a 50-plus-year-old white guy. The whole Dylan tour, where he does the first half folk and then plugs in and people go crazy. And gosh darn it, should we have unpacked that a little?
Jeff has got many thoughts. Go ahead and, I mean, you can give us the 2 minute.
I mean, it's a great tour, I think. Ben is underwhelmed by these shows. I think you like the acoustic part, but...
The acoustic part is so unbelievably good. You can't believe that any human being could stand still in front of people and do that from memory with that level of playing and singing. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. 70 minutes every night. But Ben thinks the electric pieces are underwhelming. He doesn't like the band. He thinks that Robbie Robertson can't play lead guitar yet. And I get what he's saying, but I find those electric sets equally exciting. But it's amazing how conservative and weird the English audience is. It's 1966. The Beatles just put out Revolver and they're booing Bob Dylan for playing blues. You know, like it's kind of inconceivable that something that, because the thing Ben doesn't like about it is it tries to hit really hard, but there just isn't the equipment to overwhelm an audience yet. Like there isn't a Marshall amplifier invented yet to plug into. That's a year away, you know, like, so they're using the best equipment they can get, but it's not all that great. And the PA is like down from the ceiling,
right.
You know, like, so.
But I don't think I am committed. My marriage, of course, but I'm just amazing at the commitment the folk fans have to folk. Like, how dare you, sir?
Well, I think it's super classist. I think you've got university kids who think Dylan isn't kid stuff and is worthy of being listened to, but they're looking down their noses at rock and roll as like kids pop music. And when Dylan crosses that Rubicon, they don't have an identity anymore. So rather than be like, oh, we're allowed to like all that fun stuff too, hooray.
Nope,
they go the other way. Like, oh, he's a sellout and a Judas and all that. But I read that. I can't help but read a little bit of race into it. And I definitely read a ton of class into it, that the electric set gets booed because these are university students looking for an identity that differentiates them from their peers. So
there's the great clip. Is it the Martin Scorsese documentary where one guy is complaining that he's coming out and being a pop artist, and the other kid's like, I ain't never heard of, he didn't say ain't, but he's like, I've never heard a pop song like that. Like, if you're calling that pop, that's something extraordinary going on. Well,
there are a bunch of those. I mean, you can hear all of it now. There's two full concerts that are really easy to find on Spotify, but Dylan put out the tape of the entire tour. You can hear all 30 nights of that tour now, acoustic and electric set. There's only like three or four songs missing.
Okay.
And it came out in a really affordable box set called The Complete Live Recordings of 1966. It was like $100 for 35 discs. And now it's out of print and more expensive. But if you do a little bit of digging, you can hear it. So
sweet.
It's good stuff.
All right. We will check it out. And just fun little personal note for the two of you. Martha's Spotify Wrapped. Martha is home from college for the winter break. Super excited to have the whole family back under one roof. Her number two artist on Spotify Wrapped for the year, Wilco. So,
wow.
Our
what a victory for the old man.
It's work.
Hopefully it's only the new material. She just really
Wilco was in Will's top five, very shockingly as well. Did not see that coming.
Ben, what about your daughter's Spotify rap?
It'll be a cold day in hell before Wilco's on one of theirs. Seriously, if that had happened, I'd be like, were you kidnapped? Is there something I should know?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the podcast I have been waiting my whole life for, Ireland. Hit it, Jeff. And you know what? By the end of the song, he'll be that fisherman. He'll be on that train. It's a great song. And we have arrived in the Emerald Isle. Jeff Simons, how many times have you been to Ireland?
Twice, three times. I've been to Ireland three times.
Okay. Okay. Ben Barton.
I have been but once. It was a very momentous trip, as I will recount, but I've been there once.
Okay. And I've been there a number of times. Look, I brought props to this podcast. It's our island, Ireland. Oh, I'm so excited, just over the moon. Hey, real quick about the Waterboys, Jeff Simons.
Yeah.
Mike Scott is the lead singer.
Yeah.
Is he the one who goes to World Party, or is it another dude who goes to World
Party? No, he was in World Party, and he quit and left and started the Waterboys. And then Carl Wallinger stayed in the Waterboy and World Party, and that became his band.
Okay. Do we like both bands?
I do like both bands, actually.
I do, too. Yeah.
Kind of a Sunvolt Wilco thing. But
did they not get along?
Oh, I don't know if they got along or not, but, like, you know, okay. I guess it was like Uncle Tupelo, and then they became two different bands, and I like both of them.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, Mike Scott, still very active out there on Threads. He's out there on Twitter. He's playing shows. So if you know Mike Scott, listener, have him listen to this podcast, because we are big Mike Scott fans. Hell of a musician. All right, let's go to the population of Ireland, and I am talking the whole island. Both Northern Ireland.
First of all, you're going to get political right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. You're going to be like, it's a population of the whole thing. I don't even recognize the separation. I feel like maybe we shouldn't count the Protestants. Maybe we should only count the Catholics.
Oh, who's getting political now, huh?
You can't just lump Northern Ireland in with Ireland. It's the same thing. It's just not okay.
I'm saying there is a giant island. What's the population of the island? And then I was going to break it down by section. Golly.
I'm so confused already. This is going to be a good one.
Well, you see, the Protestants and the Catholics.
Feelings.
All right. Wild guess, whole island.
Ben has to go first.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to put the entire island at 23 million people.
Oh, okay. Lower. Fewer. Definitely fewer.
Okay. So. It is 7 million.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say 10. Shoot, okay. I should have said a number.
Well, we've got 5.1 in the Republic of Ireland and 1.9 in Northern Ireland. They are citizens of the United Kingdom. And that is the end of my political statement. Let's talk Irish literature. I'm going to name seven authors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You tell me which one is not Irish. William Butler Yeats, Seamus Heaney, Samuel Beckett, Bram Stoker, Oscar Wilde, James Joyce, and Jonathan Swift.
Jonathan Swift.
Bram Stoker?
Yeah.
Bram Stoker is from Ireland?
The Dracula guy.
I know, but he's from Ireland?
You think it's Bram Stoker? I think it's Jonathan Swift.
It just seems super random.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think it's Jonathan Swift?
I don't know. Right.
Trick question. They're all Irish. Yay. Trick question.
Schmuck.
Now, England claims Oscar Wilde, but he was raised in Ireland, went to university in Dublin. So they can't have Oscar Wilde. Jonathan Swift, born in Ireland, spent a lot of time both in Ireland and in England growing up. I actually don't know Bram Stoker's biography. I've never read Bram Stoker. Have you guys read Bram Stoker?
I don't remember. I don't think I've read Dracula. No.
Yeah.
No, I've read Frankenstein, but not Dracula.
Well, that's very different. They're not the same.
They're
only
the same?
The same now because they
they're
made
the same. That's the
breakfast
same.
Cereals. No,
that's the
Count
same.
Chocula and Frankenberry are the same. Frankenstein and Dracula are wildly different books.
Same fucking
one is,
idea.
One is actually a work of literature, and one is is not. So give me a break.
Oh,
that was
God.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Did you read Booberry too? Did you read the Booberry book? That was really good.
That is just merciless coming out of the gate, Jeff Simons. Jeff Simons, I need you to quote William Butler Yeats off the top of your head. Go ahead. Give us three lines. Go.
Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold, and mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. Something like that.
Are you going to do it like that? Is that your practice? Was that?
Shut
Yay!
Up.
You did it. That was great.
That was not bad, you schmuck. Off the top of my head.
That was great. You know what? How come there's never been a movie about William Butler Yeats? Poet,
like a,
in love
like
with
a
revolutionary.
Biopic?
I'm gonna start writing that.
I can already see the, it'll be like Napoleon, but at the end it'll say Yeats. It'll be great.
Hollywood loves poetry. It's going to be great. Lives of poets. All right. Let's go to Irish cuisine. What Irish dish is made using roasted barley, malted barley, hops, yeast, and water?
That's got to be beer, right?
It's Guinness, right?
It's Guinness. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen listening at home, he's got props galore tonight. He really was excited for this
He's
one.
So pleased with himself. It's
I know. And you might push back and say, wait a minute. You said Irish cuisine. That's just a beer. But no, 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 no. A Guinness is a meal. And it is good
Indeed.
For you. It's liquid bread. And you can just sit there and drink pint after pint after pint and have a fine time. Isn't that right?
That sounds good,
if I remember correctly, that is indeed possible. Yes.
My first time going to Ireland was in 1993. My brother and I flew in without a plan. We had a map. We didn't have any guidebooks. We just got out of the plane, rented a car, and started driving around. We ended up in a small town called Tullamore, which is famous for its Irish whiskey, Tullamore Dew.
Yeah.
And we asked a guy for directions, and he says, "Oh, sorry, I'm not from around here." And we're like, "Oh, okay." And we just kept struggling trying to find our Airbnb. Late at night, we're at a pub, we're hanging out with a bunch of guys, we're having a great time. They're like, "Oh, wait till Mickey gets here. Oh, you're gonna love Mickey. Sure, Mickey will be here soon." Mickey arrives. It's the guy who didn't give us directions. We're like, "Hey, what the hell?" He's like, "Oh, just." Couldn't be bothered with tourists. Sorry. And he bought us a pint of Guinness to make up for it. Yay,
Very
Ireland.
Nice.
All right. Do you know what you get when you kiss the Blarney Stone, Jeff Simons?
A mild rash. No, I don't know what you get when you kiss the Blarney Stone. I assume the Blarney Stone is not a euphemism.
You get a year of good luck. You get a year of good luck.
No, you get the gift of gab.
Very nice.
Okay.
Irish charm is coming your way. Let's go to the Irish compilation here in the torture basement. The Irish know a thing or two about torture, what with the English rule for a while. You have, let's see, how many did I put? I ended up going with 15 songs in the torture basement tonight. I would.
Okay, what is, people listening at home, what is the over under that Tim has again miscounted the number of songs in his compilation?
I mean, because I originally started with 17 and I ended up dropping Shakira. And so I think I'm at 15. We're good. We're okay. Good.
Let's I'm just going to guess that you're not at 15. I don't know what the number is going to be. Well, but it's not going to be 15.
If you're also, right, you can put it together next week.
And also, Jeff, don't poke the bear. Poke the bear. We're already in Ireland. I mean, Lord knows what Timmy's got cooked up for us. He said he called a Shakira song. So, I mean, we're in so much trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the point of this tip to... Okay, never mind. All right, here we go. I got a bad feeling about this one. Here we go.
In the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stand-
I dreamed of Amarillo on a foreign night in Dublin,
just to be with a sweetheart, for she left everything from Galway to Graceland.
Humble far from Galway, chased across the way.
And around the world, romance and girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, Bubbling in Dublin.
Way God, come on G, check me, real G, sing real songs, re-raise that bet, drink like it's Norway, ride the bike in the hall G.
You see I'm Irish, but I'm not a leprechaun, you wanna fight, then step up and we'll get it on, you get a right to the grill, I'm white and I'm ill, a descendant of Dublin with Titanic skill.
I wander the highways, from Dublin to Berkeley.
So I did indeed fuck it up. I'm so mad right now. The stupid Shakira made the cut and somehow
16.
Oh god.
16.
All right.
Yeah, 16.
all right. Well, let's take a break. I will, as a good Irish Catholic boy, punish myself, and then we'll come back and go through.
Is that, or is that what we're calling it these days?
Here's your commercial break. I was just going to say, welcome back. Do you want to do it one at a time, Jeff Simons? You have that power.
I guess I do. How do you want to do it, Ben? You want to listen to the whole thing or do it one at a time? Let's do one at a time.
I just work for you, man. One at a time. Bye.
All right, here we go.
Don't let me
What you got?
That's Fontaine's D.C., right?
I agree. I think it's Fontaine's D.C.
Super psyched you've introduced them to me, Ben. I've been listening to them all week, ever since you mentioned them. So,
yeah. Woo! I do everything right up your own. I had a guess on this.
I dreamed of Amarillo on a foreign night in Dublin.
I think that's Nancy Griffith.
Ben, two for two. Two for two.
Oh,
let's
baby.
Go. And we're trying to get 12.
Just
a good start.
This is Richard Thompson.
She is indeed.
Well, she left everything from Galway to Graceland. Rumbled far from Galway, chased across the way.
That's Elton John. That's old Elton John. Am I right? That's like 70. Elton John?
You are incorrect. That is 2019 Elton John.
Ah!
Yeah. Nice job.
Hey, along the way.
His voice. And this next one is the next one's Jay-Z, I'm almost sure.
I think you're right. I agree.
Mans and girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling and Dublin.
So
I got
so
it.
Ben,
I got
Ben,
it.
Ben, do you have a guess? I saw the look of recognition on Jeff's face. It was like a look of recognition and then absolute horror.
It's a great what he has done here is a brilliant little 1-2-2-fer, I believe.
Yes, he can. Yep.
The next song is Paul McCartney, but this is the dulcet tones of Ms. Yoko Ono. Am I correct?
It is John Lennon, 1971. Yoko takes a verse. That is correct.
If I learn to be Irish, think I'm Irish today.
I have to wake God. Come on, cheese.
I got this one.
What is it?
This is The Streets for sure.
Yeah. Drinking in Galway.
Drink like it's Galway. Ride the bike in the horgy.
And this is jump around, House of Pain. Like, let's
it's
just
a different
rewrite
song though, but it is House
yeah
of Pain.
it is House of Pain, but it's like let's just rewrite, jump around until we have another hit.
You wanna fight this step up, I'm gonna get it on. You gotta wreck your grill. I'm right to the hell of descendant of Dublin with Titanic skill.
I wander the highway.
That's our friends, the Counting Crows.
Indeed.
Highways from Dublin to Berkeley.
Just, are you 10 for 10 right now?
1, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're 10 for 10.
All right, you're not but getting
we're,
this
we're
one.
About so to, we're about to drop one, I think.
I have a guess.
Go.
Hey, Jeff, that's the bye, bye, bye. That's the Backstreet Boys, right?
That's NSYNC.
Okay, then it's NSYNC. That's what I think this is.
I think it's an Irish NSYNC. I think it's an Irish boy band, and I have no idea what their name might be.
It is indeed an Irish boy band. The biggest boy band in Europe until One Direction came along. Westlife is the name of this boy band.
I never even heard of it.
My little sister Teresa was a huge fan. Huge fan. All right. Go
awesome
ahead.
All right. So we still get a couple misses, right? So
yep.
Okay, I know who this is, and I cannot remember the name, Ben. You got to help me. It's a 80s duo, like Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Human League adjacent, and they had a long name, and I just cannot put it together. It was like a band that where like it's a sentence is the name.
Nothing.
Hold on, just give me 2 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait, because this is good podcasting. Right.
I think
he's so close. It's so great.
Everything with the girl. It's everything with the girl.
Gun. It is indeed really? Everything but the girl. I was so upset when you got them
that
last time.
That's amazing cat by you. That's by the way, Everything But The Girl put out a new album this year.
No, they did not.
Made some top 10 lists, and it was really bad.
Oh my God.
So you gave it a listen? We don't have to?
Listen, anyone can listen to it they like, but I did not care for it.
Okay. Oh, I'm so mad you got that.
Oh, I can't believe I got it. That's my poll of the year. I feel good. Shakira. That is a very short clip. That's a 3-second clip.
It is.
But it's the guy, Ed Sheeran. It's Ed Sheeran.
It is Ed Sheeran. Excellent work.
Damn, Jeff.
That was really popular.
When I didn't see much future, when I left the Christian Brothers.
I know exactly who this is.
So I waved a goodbye.
You made so much fun of their album cover.
Yep. That's who I think it is, right? It's that horrible band that you like that I hate. And
Huge in the Northeast.
Was that a good song you just listened to? Or was that just like the most hackneyed?
It is one of their all-time greatest hits. You should see that in concert, man. Woo!
This is the Eagles of Irish music. This is the Saw Doctors.
That is correct.
And the last one is Steve Earle. We did great this week.
Girl, and we'll stop to talk, find something, yay. And I ask your friend,
Look at that. We got two Galway Girl songs on there.
That was a powerful performance by us this week.
Nice job. 15 out of 16, proving once again that everybody loves Ireland.
That was well done. That one was really enjoyable, Tim.
You know what I love? I love that Tim keeps poking us, trying to get us to say something mean about Ireland, and you and I will just not take the bait. Just like, everyone loves Ireland. Everything Ireland does is cool. Here is a map of Ireland. Everybody drinking Guinness. Just daring us to fight back. Oh,
and this,
hilarious.
This is the family tree of the Eber side of the family. You see how far back we go.
Look at this.
What's that website where you're supposed to like spit into a tube and they do your genealogy?
I was gonna make a crude joke, but he's right. It's 23andMe.
Yeah, I did that. 98.7% Irish. I thought I had more German in me than that, but no. You see how it goes back: the Rileys, the Evers.
Look at that.
The Kellys, the O'Callaghans, and that's just my mother's side of the family.
Again, those of you experiencing this like a podcast and not a visual, we've got a beautiful mind basement thing going on with this giant family tree. That's pretty awesome, buddy.
Yeah, pretty great. All right. Well, let's get to the Irish movie quiz that I've put together for you. You're not on the same team. You are now pitted against each other to see how well you know your movies. Set in Ireland.
I'm done for.
Question number one. Singer Glenn Hansard stars in the movie Once, about a struggling Irish singer. What was the hit song from this movie? Falling slowly. Good try. Number two. What was the title of Daniel Day-Lewis's film depicting the struggling Irish artist Christy Brown?
My left foot. I said it first.
We give that to Ben Barton. It is My Left Foot.
He said one left foot.
No,
he
I said
not say
right
my left foot.
I said
he
my
said
right
one
afterwards.
Left foot, which is two-thirds correct.
I said one right afterwards.
One left foot. One left foot was the original title. Number three, what movie starred Tom Cruise as a struggling Irish immigrant to America?
Cocktail. That's a good joke. I'd rather make the joke than win.
It has the word day in it. It's like the next day, the something day.
Far and Away.
Far and Away. I had the rhyme
we're
right.
We're struggling. Yeah. Number four. Who dragged a struggling Maureen O'Hara across the Irish countryside in The Quiet Man?
John Wayne.
John Wayne is correct. 2-0. Half a point for Jeff for the joke. Number five. What does Forrest Whitaker's girlfriend possess in The Crying Game?
A penis.
That is correct.
Jeez.
3-0. And finally, what was the name of the Irish romantic comedy starring Amy Adams as an uptight American who falls for a man with Irish charm? Leap Year was the name.
First of all, Timmy, how is it possible you didn't give us a In the Name of the Father?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I went back and forth between My Left Foot and In the Name of the Father. In the Name of the Father is an excellent movie.
Absolute.
So good.
I'm walking out to hear a three man. That's what I'm going to do at the end of this podcast.
Yeah, you got to go out the back door. No. Another great movie. Did you guys like The Commitments?
I did. Or Michael Collins is another movie about Ireland.
Oh, with Liam Neeson. I tell you, a lot of movies. All right. Well, we want to move over to the favorite son portion of our podcast. Ireland's favorite sons, the band U2, best-selling artists of all time. And we're going to take their sixth most popular song on Spotify because we're going to play a little game with the top five. Hit it.
I'm getting there. Just kidding. All right, now we can fade out.
That's a good one. When did they get together? 78, was it?
1976, they start playing together.
And when does Boy come out?
Boy, 1980.
1980? So it took them a while to get a deal.
Well, they were like 14. It took them a while to graduate high school.
But boy, once they got that deal, they were off and running.
I'll say.
All right. Well, let's play this game. This is called Name U2's Top Five, and I will let the two of you play together. You're allowed one miss. In other words, if you name a song and it's not in the top five, I'll let you know. But that's the only miss you're allowed. And then I want you to also put the top five in order of popularity or plays on Spotify. Once you have the five, yeah.
Okay.
Right, and we're going to name things, but don't let us lock it in before you start counting against us, all right?
Okay. I'll be quiet for 30 seconds.
All right, Jeff. I think Beautiful Day is going to be on there.
I do too. I think one is going to be on there.
Great. That was on my list.
With or Without You.
I have that, although I'm a little worried about that, but I've got that.
Still Haven't Found.
Got it.
And then I'm a little...
No name.
You think Streets? So yep. Three off Joshua Tree. What's another, like, what are we missing? New Year's Day, Sunday Bloody Sunday?
I had Sunday Bloody Sunday on my longer list.
Okay, let's make Sunday our backup one if we got one of those five wrong.
Well, is so there anything like Achtung Baby or any of that stuff? That's just going to be less popular, right?
One is from Achtung Baby.
Yeah.
I like it. That's good.
All right,
and
good.
Beautiful Day is the unforgivable wild card in there, which is great.
Oh, I actually like that song. I really
do. Too. Not more than Sunday Bloody Sunday, but
yeah. It was going to be our arrival song because it's a heck of a song to fill your spirits as you land in Ireland. But they're our favorite sons, so we brought it here. The one that you mentioned that is not in the top five is the third one you mentioned from Joshua Tree.
Streets
Have No Name.
Yeah,
that's too bad. That's my
streets
favorite.
Streets Have No Name is, I think.
Then let's put Sunday, Bloody Sunday in there. As
and
the
now
fifth.
You have all five in there. Do you
How
want
about
to
try, that?
That's pretty good, guys. You want to try to rank them?
With or Without You is number one.
I'm really worried that it's Beautiful Day. I'm really worried.
Let's put Beautiful Day,
Day
number two. Beautiful Day number two. One is three. Still Haven't Found is four. And Sunday Bloody Sunday is five. Is that all right? Or you want to make Beautiful Day number one?
Either that or one. But
really?
Let's find, I like your list. Let's do it.
Your list was
so
great.
So we're going to go with it.
Yeah. But we got to – yeah, go ahead.
We're going to go With or Without You, Beautiful Day, one, Still Haven't Found, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
So With or Without You, Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, one, Beautiful Day, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
How about that?
Oh, interesting.
Pretty great band, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
So I remember when that iPhone came out, and one of my students got one of those iPhones with the new U2 album, and he was irate, and he's like, I can't stand U2. And I'm like, this is Ryan Dawson. Ryan, wherever you are, I think he's in Italy right now making movies. He was upset. He had a free U2 album. Why did people turn against them?
Well, I see. The thing is, one of the things I love about Ben is, he demands excellence from the things that he loves. He's just a and U2 hits this moment of not being excellent. And once you make two bad records in a row, Ben is like, okay, well, there you go. By the time they put a free U2 album on the iPhone, we were three or four albums into
a little run.
A not spectacular run. Like if I said, you know, you can have a I don't know. Like you have a, I mean, it just wasn't that great a record. And also people don't like to be told what they like. That's really the real message. Sure. Apple learned there was like,
no, dude, it was the technology, the way it entered technology. Like
yeah.
People would have been way less offended if they'd received a CD in the mail.
Right.
And like, or hear it on the radio.
Sure.
It's the
sure.
fact that it was on your phone and your iPhone, you only had things that you'd personally chosen to put there.
Right. And then you got 10 random U2 songs all of a sudden.
And they yeah. were just jammed in there for no purpose whatsoever. You're like, I didn't ask for this, I didn't pay for this. Why is this being pushed out to me?
it's just like a
mandatory shot, like I'm getting a polio shot, but instead of the U2 album.
This still happens to me. I don't know if this what this says about me. But my entire Apple Music library is that record. And so when I start my car is so eager for me to listen to music. If you like music, we'll turn on Apple Music. We'll put on. So one of those songs from that record comes on every time I start my car.
What?
So I know those songs so much better than I intended to. I've heard Volcano a bunch of times in California. And like that record is
that's
weirdly
amazing.
Familiar to me. So that I can see why people are pissed. I'm starting to get irritated myself.
Oh, we had the opposite thing in Slovenia. It started at the very first track on my phone, which now I've forgotten the name of the stupid band, but it was that band with the loud guitarist guy who did the sampling and the woman who like caterwauled over it. And the song was A, B Machines. That was why it was the very first one was A/B. So you'd start the car and you're freaking like, I got my A machines on the table, got my B machines on the floor, got my A machines. And, the girls were like, turn it off.
Wait, what band is that?
Infinity Guitars is the name of the record.
Yeah,
the
that's
name
right.
Of the band?
I hated that record.
Oh, I love that record.
I know you did. I never understood it.
Oh, that is amazing. All right. Well, that that's going to bring us to the end of part one. But if you come back next week, you'll have part two of the Ireland podcast. Our three albums, songs, or artists are coming up. Say goodnight, boys.
Good night, boys.
Let's go.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Upper.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electric Cast production.
See you there.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.